This is the Presiding Bishop's Column, At the Table Together, by Elizabeth Eaton. Old recipes are precious things. They give us instructions about how to prepare a dish, but they are so much more. They're filled with memories. They connect families as they're passed from one generation to the next. They bring events and people from long ago right into the present. I'm looking at a recipe card that has that effect on me. It's my mother's recipe for stuffing for turkey. It's written in her neat hand, a skill I never mastered. It's a basic recipe, just bread and butter and onion, celery and poultry seasoning. I don't even have to read it now when I make stuffing, but I do like to look at it because it puts me right back into Thanksgiving's past. Thanksgiving in our family was an event. The Eatons have been gathering for Thanksgiving dinner for nearly 70 years. We traded off between our house and my aunt and uncle's home, and when it was our turn, we got up early and started cooking. Out came the recipes and the equipment. There were no food processors in those days. We had a cast-iron food grinder that clamped onto the edge of the kitchen table. It was kept in its own special box. It only made an appearance once a year, and its emergence signaled that Thanksgiving had arrived. Grinding the celery was no problem. Onions were another story. My brothers and I spelled each other at turning the crank until we were overcome by the fumes. My parents and my aunt and uncle established this tradition shortly after World War II. We've always had three and sometimes four generations present. A lot has gone on in our family in the world in the past decades. Marriages, children, moves, deaths, war, recession, elections, the 60s. We're a lively bunch, and none of us lacks an opinion or the ability to express it. Conversations were spirited and even sometimes heated. My father and my uncle served in the Army during the war, that's the Second World War. My older brother and older male cousins didn't support the Vietnam War. We belong to different political parties. We're Lutheran and Catholic and members of the Unification Church and Unchurched. We're liberal and we're conservative. But no matter what, when my mother or my aunt announced supper's ready, we all came to the table together. We were family. We shared our lives. We loved each other. A lot is going on in our church and the world right now. We're a changing church, which brings its own tension. We live in a wired world where news is instantaneous and continuous. We don't agree on everything. We belong to different political parties. We have varied ethnicities. We're liberal and conservative and everything in between. We're in an either-or world now, and we're contending with cultural forces that exacerbate that division. But by the tender love of God, by this ceaseless pursuit of the Spirit, we are members of the body of Christ. We're family. We share our lives. We love each other. And here's another simple recipe: flour, water, wine, the body and blood of Jesus, a meal of healing, forgiveness, and thanksgiving. No matter what, when our Lord tenderly and urgently invites, supper's ready, we all come to the table. There, in our common brokenness, we meet each other in Christ.